Part 3. Do you think nowadays children are learning too much about history?
No, I don't believe so. Despite the fact that there are more resources for learning about history today, such as museums, the internet, and movies, youngsters seem to be less keen on studying the past because they are more interested in entertaining themselves than in understanding history. Many children tend to get bored with history because of all these dates, time, and names to remember. Do you agree with that?
Yes, it is not uncommon for some children to get tedious or disinterested in history because of the emphasis on memorizing dates, times, and names. The traditional approach to teaching history often focuses on rote memorization of facts, which can make the subject seem dry and disconnected from their own lives. In my humble opinion, to make history more engaging and relevant, educators can employ various teaching strategies. These may include incorporating interactive activities, multimedia resources, primary sources, storytelling, and discussions to bring history to life and encourage active participation from students. By focusing on the stories, themes, and connections within history, children can develop a deeper understanding and appreciation for the subject.
Some people tend to go against the idea of learning from past experiences. What about you?
We have various points of view.
I believe that learning from past experiences is a fundamental aspect of personal and collective growth.
It allows individuals and societies to make informed decisions, avoid repeating past mistakes, and build upon previous successes. Moreover, we can gain a deeper understanding of how societies have evolved, how conflicts have arisen and been resolved, and how ideas and innovations have shaped the world.
How can people get reliable historical information?
I reckon that humans can obtain trustworthy historical data via publications produced by well-known historians, libraries, and museums. On the internet today, there are numerous reliable sources that provide historical knowledge.
How do you think famous historical figures can serve as models for young people today?
Renowned figures in history can undoubtedly serve as role models for youngsters today.
For example, when adolescents in my nation learn about sacrifice and courage, Vo Thi Sao is unquestionably the first person who comes to mind. Because she sacrificed her life for our peace when she was only 14 years old.